welcome the high-level delegation of Italy here in Geneva. Our committee admits that there are achievements in the gender equality since last periodic review, but in the same time regrets that there is too slow progress in the system of political representation. The ranking, namely Global Gender Gap Report, State Party ranks in the world ranking. State Party ranks on the 79th out of 146 countries. Being a part of G7 and belonging to the OECD, it seems that the State Party lacks of a goodwill to become the front runner of the gender equality. 2017 electoral law, Rosatellum bis, imposes a 40% quota in electoral lists. The Rosatellum bis law reformed the voting methods, instituting a mixed majoritarian and proportional electoral system in both houses of parliament, despite the rule that specifies that no gender can represent more than 2/3 or 3/4 for municipalities with fewer than 15,000 inhabitants. These rules are not respected. As in the introductory speech, the head of the delegation of the State Party noted, there is less female MPs in this parliamentary term compared with the previous one. According to the Italian news agency ANSA, women represent less than 1/3, but 30% of political leaders. Question is, why not parity 50-50? Although for first time in the history of the State Party, the Prime Minister from October 2022 is woman Madame Meloni, the difference in gender does not seem to be considered as a value or fundamental right due to the profound impact of stereotyped roles. 30% women ministers, 30% women mayors, 43 councillors, with only one region presided over by a woman. Party rules are not uniformly applied across regions. Only 1/5 or 20% women have a high-level position in diplomacy and constitutional court. In other words, 80% of these positions are held by men. Since 2003, the Italian Constitution stipulates that all citizens can access elective positions under conditions of equality. The State Party is called upon to promote specific measures for this purpose. Real progress in the boards of directors of public companies, 40% called for Mosca law, has demonstrated the effectiveness of quotas. An inter-institutional observatory to monitor this law was established 6 years ago in 2018. These are excellent steps taken by the State Party. I have few questions. First, what measures do you plan to take to anchor parity in all decks as fundamental right and lever for change in connection with the Agenda 2030? Secondly, how many standing committees in the parliament are chaired by women? The CEDAW has special interest in defense and finance committees. Could you confirm there exists parity among vice presidents of the parliament? Are there taken sanctions on sexist speeches or aggressions within the parliament? Fourth, is there a vision for feminist foreign policy aiming to prioritize equality in all external actions of the state, particularly in the strengthened implementation of women, peace, and security? Fifth, this is applaudable that Italy has adopted its fourth action plan of the Resolution 1325. What kind of measures has been taken by the government to increase the female officers in military and in police? And finally, sixth, what initiatives in terms of elections and with political parties can be taken to address the underrepresentation of women in local and regional councils? Mille grazie.
Muchas gracias, señora Mico.